Her Excellency Hilda Hein, President of Marshall Islands, Excellency Henry Puna, Prime Minister of Cook Islands, Excellency Charlotte Tabis Masmas, Prime Minister of Vanuatu, Excellency Yoshiu George, Vice President of Federated States of Micronesia, Excellency Fiami Matafa, Deputy Prime Minister of Samoa, Excellency Edouard Fritsch, President of French Polynesia, Ministers present, Special Envoys, Ambassador, my dear friend, Secretary General Meg Taylor. I would like to welcome all of you. I know that most of you is the first time, not only in FAO, but also here in this beautiful city of Rome. As you heard from the Pope Francis this morning, you come from countries that, compared with Rome, are in the other side of the world. But this vision of a world without borders overcomes any geographic distance now. What means that we are suffering in the same way everything that happens in different parts of the world. But I know also how long is the distance. I remember the Prime Minister of Samoa, when Ban Ki-moon in the Samoa meeting said, talk about the distance. And he turned and said, well, it's exactly the same distance from the New York to Samoa, is the same distance from Samoa to New York. And I can imagine how tired you must be, because every time that I arrive in the Pacific Islands, the first thing is to ask for rest, to recover from the jet lag, but also the long travel. So I'll be straight to the point. Our main interest here today is first to show the commitment that FAO has to the Pacific Island. We believe that you are suffering from things that you didn't cause, that you are not responsible for. The most important, then, the impacts of climate change. And we cannot avoid those impacts. I used to say, and I was speaking with President Haney of Marshall Islands about the draw coming from the impact of El Nino. We cannot avoid a draw, but we can avoid the draw turned to a famine who have a huge impact on the agriculture sectors. And that's what FAO is offering you, support to face the impacts of climate change. FAO is an agency that provides technical assistance. We can assist you in many things. One, for example, we spoke about the resistance to salinity of our crops. We spoke about what we wanted to scale up, this experiment of growing typical products of the region, because we see you importing more and more food. This is not sustainable. And that comes to the second point that I want to address. We see the region facing a huge impact on food security and nutrition. One big problem in the region is obesity. I heard a joke made from one minister coming from Samoa here, my good friend. He said, we don't know if we are sinking due to the impacts of climate change or because our people is getting obese. So this is an epidemic issue in our Pacific Islands. And we need to address that. FAO was working together with the World Health Organization, WHO, are responsible to implementing healthy diets. What mean healthy diets? Basically, we are promoting healthy food, fresh food, fruits, vegetables, more fish, instead of eating processed food. And this has much to do with the import bill that you have of processed food. So, promoting your local products that are available, breadfruit, for example, is one of the things that we start some pilots in Samoa, also in Marshall Island, Nauru, other points of the region that we wanted to multiply and scale up this experience. But there are many others. And then I move to my third point. Perhaps this is also one of the most important for we to discuss. The combat illegal fishing, unreported and illegal fishing. We have a strong tool now that's called Port State Majorum Agreement. Port State got enforced last year. We have nowadays about 70 countries around the world that have signed and ratified in the parliament the Port State Majorum Agreement. This is the most and the unique tool that we have to combat illegal fishing. And I used to say that's not only illegal fishing, because, you know, a vessel that is illegal, it does not only fish, it does a lot of other things, illegal also. So this is a possibility for the countries to, I would say, get back their sovereignty in their waters. And you are countries that have much more water than land. This must be very important for you. And also very important, the preserving the natural resource that you have, fish. We were talking about this sea cucumber that is disappearing in all the regions. FAO is now starting to put some experimental nurseries of growing cucumber, sea cucumber. We start in Zanzibar, one with very good results by now. So we could multiply that in the region. But we need, after all, to preserve our species, our ocean resource. And that's what the Port State Majorum Agreement is for. I know that there are some concerns about the cost of implementing and monitoring it. I want to say loud and clear that FAO will support you to implement and to monitor the Port State Majorum Agreement. We have already prepared our team here, our legal team, that can provide you assistance for upgrade your national legislation. But in addition to that, we will provide training, capacity building, and also funding if you need to put in place the Port State Majorum Agreement. So let me know what you need. By the moment, only Vanuatu, Tonga, and Palau has signed and ratified the Port State Majorum Agreement. I know that Samoa is in the way. Samoa did not already ratified it, just signed. I ask Prime Minister your attention, please, for that. Because I think it's one of the most important things for the whole world, entire community. We will not be able to preserve our natural resources. We will not be able to preserve the oceans environment if we don't combat illegal fishing. So we count on you. I will finish here because I'm here to listen to you, not to talk to you. I would like to thank you very much all the efforts you did to be here with us today. We appreciate very much this possibility, and we are deeply honored to host this meeting. I think this is the first ever time that we do it in FAO headquarters. So thank you very much for your presence.